This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom, and we are in the School of Wisdom. We have the wisdom of God. The scripture says, "The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself if we keep the commandments of God and walk in all of his ways." And we're thanking God he made his ways known unto Moses and his acts to the children of Israel. And we're thanking God for a great leader who's leading and guiding us in all the ways of God. And we're thanking God for a great pastor, Pastor Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Batiste. To our elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day. Glad for this door of utterance. We're going to talk about holiness and following peace, without which no man shall see the Lord. We're going to get into that thought. In order to see the Lord, you must obey the word. Choir. See the Lord, you have to obey the word.
All right.
When we obey God's word, we have peace. And when you obey God's word, you are walking in holiness. What is our announcement, Deacon?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write MLS at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Another day with Jesus.
Yes.
We are so glad. We are the Church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name. His name is the Word. And I'm grateful for our great Bishop Barfield and our great Bishop Philip and our great Bishop Dorothy for the stand they took in Los Angeles and back in Port Clinton. Stand to keep God's commandments, keeping God's Word. Although many people don't realize that keeping God's commandments is keeping His Word. And it's been said by many, we're up under the old Mosaic law. That is so true, because the old Mosaic law is God's Word.
Yes.
Moses was a preacher of righteousness. And all those that preach, all those that God sent, come like unto Moses. And if the Lord came like unto Moses, who are you or I?
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful?
He was faithful in all his house. So I want to be like the Lord. Well, the Lord wanted to be like Moses. And why? Because he was in Moses.
Yes.
Moses was like the Lord. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Hebrews 12 and 14.
All right.
While we're doing that, Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. How many people know today that the Word of God are 10 precepts and they are statutes and judgments, because that's what judges us. And somebody's got to bring it. And when that one bring the Word, they're not judging. It's the Word that's doing the judgment. Isn't that beautiful? Now, Hebrews 12 and 14 says what?
Follow peace with all men and holiness.
What?
Without which no man shall see the
so,
Lord.
That's what we do here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. We follow peace with all men. That means mother, father, sister, brother, neighbor, acquaintance, co-worker, whatever. Leaders outside of our nation, we follow peace with all men and holiness. Without either one, that's what which mean.
Yes.
So if you're not following peace, and I'm talking about the peace of God. You might call yourself Presbyterian, Baptist, or whatever you might call yourself. You cannot see God. You can't see the Lord. Because it says you got to have the formula. You got to have both. And if you say we are peaceful people, and it's not the peace of God, but we are holiness, but I say so-called holiness, you yet can't see the Lord. So there's a formula. You must have, as well as it says, you must be born again.
Yes.
He that is born of God doth not commit sin. So that's a formula. Don't say I'm yet sinning. If you are, you are not, and you have not been born again. How plain is that? That is no gray area. That is black and white.
Yes.
As the Lord said, except the man deny himself.
Yes.
He didn't say he might not. He said he cannot be my disciple. How plain is that? But these preachers give all these gray areas. Well, God didn't mean that. The word means just what it says. Follow peace.
Yes. With all men and holiness.
And holiness without what?
Without which no man shall see the Lord.
Now let's read the first verse.
Yes.
Because there's a whole point that's been made here. So you got a formula here. And that formula is all the same, is except the man deny himself, take up the cross, which is God's word, he cannot be my disciple. You're not a true follower of Christ. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Which means you're not living for God. Which means you are not a Jew that's of God. Which means you're not the family of Israel, the Israel of God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
12 and 1.
Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses.
Now, we're compassed about That means all around us, you got a cloud of witnesses. It's not talking about these churches next door to us. It's talking about the scriptures of truth. You got witnesses from Genesis to Revelation. Witnesses about God. How they were holy and sanctified. And we know they were holy and sanctified because to be pleasing to God, you must live holy. You cannot be holy or have the Holy Ghost and are not holy. He's the Holy One of Israel. So if he dwells in you, you've got to be holy because God don't dwell in an unclean temple. Before he comes in and makes his abode, you must be holy and cleaned up. He's calling for a church without spot or wrinkle. Now, for everyone, read that again. Wherefore seeing?
We also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses.
Cloud of witnesses we have. Now read the 11th chapter, right there, 11 and 4.
11 and 4, yes. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain.
Now wait a minute, it's letting you know, Cain was living for God too, he thought, or was striving to live for God. He was offering up a sacrifice as well. Abel offered up unto God a more excellent sacrifice
than Cain.
Than Cain what?
By which he obtained witness that he was righteous.
Somebody's got to let you know your offering is accepted. And that's why Paul said, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy unto God, which is your reasonable service, acceptable. Because it's not acceptable except it's holy. And it's a living sacrifice, a sacrifice that's not dead, but alive to God. Isn't that beautiful? And Abel had a witness. Your sacrifice is accepted. Cain's was not, which means Cain was striving to live for God. What?
God testifying of his gifts. And by it, he being dead, yet speaketh.
So his life is yet speaking today. Abel, how he offered up the right sacrifice. If you don't offer up the right sacrifice, you're not a witness to God. And you're not in holy living. And you don't have the peace of God. Read.
By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death.
Now, wait a minute. He was translated that he should not see death. Why?
And was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony.
What?
That he pleased God.
That's our strive today here. All right. At 425 Laconia Boulevard, wherever you might be, if you're living for God, we do always those things that please him. And when you do that, you're transformed. Same thing as translated. You're transformed into the image of his son. His son is holy. And you cannot be transformed into an image if you can't see it. Isn't that beautiful?
That's right, beautiful.
If you can see it, you can be it. Isn't that beautiful? So when you're translated in the image of his son, that means you're holy. And you have the peace of God. We're going to get into that. Read.
But without faith, it is impossible to please
God. So wait a minute. You cannot come to God trying to tell the one that God sent, this is what I understand, this is what I see. It's by faith. And God is going to give you some miracle, some vision to understand this is the right way because it's going to be according to what's written. Broadway is crowded. And according to the scripture, Broadway, all of these churches, they're not of God. Because the scripture says, straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that lead to life. And it says, few there be that find it. God's church is holy without blemish. God's church is not sinners setting up in Zion. No, they and we were sinners and we are in Zion. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
For he that cometh to God must believe that he is.
So don't come to the one that God sends and giving you information showing you that you're wrong and you're trying to figure out a way to justify what you're doing.
Yes, sir.
If you're satisfied with where you are, there's no need to come. Google us, contact us. They that are whole need not a physician. But should you hear and seem to realize what you have is not the right thing, you contact us. Because here there's life. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, yes.
Read.
And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
What?
By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen
what?
As yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house.
Isn't that beautiful? He's a witness. It says the scripture, Noah found grace and was perfect in his generation. That means if he was perfect, he was holy. And he truly saw the Lord. He had to see the Lord to follow the instructions that God gave him. What?
By the which he condemned the world.
What?
And became heir of the righteousness which is by faith.
Now, again, the scripture is telling you all about these witnesses, the faith they had. But more importantly, it's giving you their work.
Yes.
Faith without works is dead. You can believe Jesus rose and he died on the cross and da-da-da-da, but if you don't have the works, you really don't believe him. Faith without works is dead, just like taking up the cross and not denying yourself is dead.
Yes.
Being born of God and yet committing sin is dead. That don't work. Following peace and you're not in holiness is dead. If you say you're in so-called holiness and don't have the peace of God, it's dead. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed.
What?
And he went out, not knowing whither he went.
So don't come to the teaching trying to figure out what's down the road. Trying to figure out Y and Z, and you're starting at A and B. You walk by faith and not by sight. Either you believe the teaching and God gives you a reason to believe, to show you what you have is wrong. Do you have the strength to deny yourself of all the things you know that you're traditionally used to and follow God like Abraham was? What? Did.
By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise.
This is a land of promise we're in. We're promised eternal life.
Yes.
And I believe the Lord said, keep the commandments if you want eternal life.
Yes.
You know the commandments? Keep the commandments. That's a land of promise. And that land of promise is a land flowing with milk and honey. That's us, you and I.
Yes.
When we leave here, we got to have the mind of milk and honey. The mind of God, to go back to God. That's what we're sojourning for.
Yes.
He sojourned in the land of promise, what?
As in a strange country.
Because of strange things we discover about ourselves.
Yes.
On this journey.
Yes.
What?
That's right. Dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob.
What?
The heirs with him of the same promise.
What?
For he looked for a city.
We're looking for a city also. We're looking for that new man. Because
mm-hmm.
we are a city set on a hill. Looking for a city, what?
Which hath foundations.
What?
Whose builder and maker is
so
God.
So we're looking for that new man where the builder and maker is God. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it.
Beautiful.
And you got to have the one that God sent working together with God for this new man.
Beautiful.
That's what we're looking for.
Yes.
We have laid hold on eternal life, but to continue with him, we have to die out of this life spiritually so first, and then leave this body naturally so. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to 12 and 1 again. Let's read that.
Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with such great a cloud of witnesses.
Seeing we are also.
Mm-hmm. Are compassed
about with so.
Great a cloud of witnesses.
What?
Let us lay aside every weight.
So it's these weights that keep us from following peace with all men. St. John 3 and 19. Let's go there. We want to strive to get rid of all these weights. And these weights are the traditions of men. These weights are your way and not God's way. These weights are anything that is not in alignment with God's word. These are weights. And more importantly, they are sin. St. John 3 and 19, what does it say?
And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light.
Darkness is a weight.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot follow peace and holiness when you're in darkness. Men love darkness rather than light. What?
Because their deeds were evil.
Let's go to 1 Peter 5 and 7. Right. We want to lay aside every weight that you can see the Lord. Following peace and holiness, without which you can't see him. Darkness, which you think things should be, those are weights you want to leave behind.
Yes,
1 Peter 5 and 7.
Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you.
Weights are the things you care about. This become a weight to you. I care about mother, father, sister, brother. I care about what the neighborhood thinks. I care about, I'm the only one in a 20-mile radius that's going, getting up on the Sabbath day. Who do you care? Casting all your care upon him, what?
For he careth for you.
What?
Be sober, be vigilant.
What?
Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour.
Walking about, seeking whom he may devour. These are weights, Mark 4 and 14. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Anyone have a controversy with what I'm saying, I don't mind reasoning with you in the scripture, but don't come telling me you don't know what you're talking about. If that's your story, don't call. And don't contact me. I don't have time to go back and forth. The scripture sometimes call them infidels. I don't want to do that. I don't want to call you infidel when you cannot reason. Now, I said, why would you say somebody's an infidel, Pastor? Well, the Lord said you are white sepulchers, these ministers. I didn't call you that. I'm being gentle. I'm saying I don't want to reason with an infidel. Somebody just don't have no kind of understanding what you're talking about. It's just like going out there trying to beat a dead horse. Die, and the horse is dead. Mark 4 and 14, what does it say?
The sower soweth the word, and these are they that by wayside where the word is sown.
These are they where, by the wayside
where the word is sown.
What?
But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts.
Well, that's what we're doing today, sowing seed. Trying to sow the word, follow peace and holiness, without which no man is going to see God. Here comes the devil, because I said infidel, or whatever, going to give you a spirit to focus on what I said and not on what was said prior and the meat of what I'm talking about. Read the 19th verse.
And the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things.
What?
Entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful.
That's what weights are. Don't lay aside your cares, because that choke out God, choke out the word you're receiving. Because of your tradition, it chokes out what God is trying to tell you. Believe God. The scripture says, broad way is crowded. No doubt you're in the wrong church. And for sure, whether you got 10 or 10,000, if you're not keeping God's commandments and living holy, you are not the church of God. If you are sinning, you have not been born again, but you've been born again, but of corruptible seed. That's what the scripture says. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Genesis 2 and 16. Want to lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily beset us. It besets us. Otherwise, it's all about us. Don't mean it has to take hold and make you be activated behind it. But it's all about us. Every time you want to do right, the devil is there. Genesis 2 and 16, what did it say?
And the Lord God commanded the man, what? Saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it.
What?
For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die.
Isn't that beautiful? God sowed the word in Adam. Adam is male and female. Word was sown. What does the third chapter and 15th verse say? Three and one.
Three and one, yes. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field.
What?
Which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, have God said, ye shall not eat of every tree.
I'm very aware, and I want to be aware. You should be aware of one. Well, So you say, God said we got to keep his commandments, trouble. You're not looking for answers. You're trying to trap. The enemy knew what God had said.
Yes.
But he's trying to test her. And this weight on her was her curiosity. Got her in trouble. What did she say?
Yes.
And the woman.
And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden.
What?
But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it.
What?
Neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die.
She had a zeal to implement God's word, but she kind of stretched things because God didn't say anything about touching.
No.
She stretched the truth. And many times these people get into conversation, don't know what you're talking about, and get yourself in trouble because that devil is smarter than you if you don't have the knowledge of God. If you're not being led by God, read.
And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die.
Lied. You're not going to surely die what?
For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods,
weights.
Knowing good and evil.
Too much information is weights. Let's stick to what God is telling you. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Romans 6 and 12. Let's go there right quick. There's some more points I want to make, but I got to kind of jump here and there a little bit because I want to get to the meat of what I'm saying. Lord said, follow peace and holiness. I want to show you what the peace of God is. It's not what people think. It's not the peace they're singing about in Silent Night. That's not the peace God is talking about. God don't give you that kind of peace. Romans 6 and 12.
Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body.
What?
That ye should obey it in the lust thereof.
So that means sin don't have to reign. And we're not supposed to let it reign. What?
Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness what? Unto sin.
So wait a minute. That's that, you know, you don't have to yield to sin and you shouldn't. Don't yield as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. But what?
But yield yourselves unto God and those that are
as
alive. As those that are alive from the dead. And your members as instruments of righteousness unto God.
How plain is that? That's holy living.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know time is moving on. Thank God. Read Hebrews 12 again. I want to get to a point here. Hebrews 12 and 14. Read it again.
Follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord.
Now, you're not going to be able to see God unless you're following peace and holiness. St. John 14, 27. Let's see what the Lord is talking about. We know man's idea of peace is carnal. The Lord was at peace, although he was being crucified on the cross. He was at peace. St. John 14, 27 says what?
Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth.
Now wait, but we're not talking about the peace the world give. The world give the peace. Everybody is in step with each other. Everybody's in harmony. No. What do you call it?
Discord.
No discord. The Lord said in the world, you're going to have wars and rumors of war. That's life. And we can have discords amongst each other, non-agreement. That don't mean it should disturb our peace. I can be angry with you and yet have peace, the peace of God. If I'm angry with you with a cause, isn't that beautiful? Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. What?
Give I unto you.
What?
Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
So I'm not disturbed behind the peace or the unrest in the neighborhood. People are looking for some utopia here. So, when God come, everybody going to be happy, locking arms in arms, little boys and little girls and all that kind of stuff. No, come on. No, that's not what God is talking about. Let's go to Matthew 10 and 34. Let's see the kind of peace God is talking about.
Yes, Pastor.
And when you read this, they say you need to be more gentle now with the way you're talking. I don't like your description of a peace. Well, this is not mine. This is the Lord's description of peace. 10 and 34. What does it say?
Yes. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth.
Now, wait a minute. He said peace on earth, goodwill towards me. That ain't the peace he coming to send. He wasn't coming to send you a song. Silent night, holy night. Ain't nothing holy about a night. Nowhere in the scriptures. Ain't nothing about a sacred night. Night ain't sacred to God. But the light is. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. What?
I came not to send peace, but a sword.
Now, wait a minute. That's what he come to send, his word. Because his word is sharper than a two-edged sword. That should bring this. You ain't peaceful. Now, you being kind of rough. That's what God come to send. And if you obeying, as the scripture says, great peace have they which love thy law. That's the peace God sends when you love his word. That's what God sends to you. That's the love of God. That's the peace. What?
For I am come to set a man at variance against his father.
You know what, over here, all y'all talk about is being against someone. That's what Jesus was talking about. I come to set a man at variance against his father. What?
And the daughter against her mother.
What?
And the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law.
How come you preachers not preaching that? Because when you bring God's word, when you take a stand for God, that's what's against you. What?
And a man's foes shall be they of his own household.
They of his own household. Those are the ones coming after you. Because that person around the corner don't know me. Or down the road in the suburbs. Or in the south or wherever you might be. They don't know me. All they see me riding on my cow when I come by. Yeah, some people ride cows. Come on, read.
All right, Pastor. He that loveth father or mother more than me
what?
Is not worthy
so
of me.
So that's not the peace God sends when you love father and mother right. more than God. What?
And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me.
Hey, wait a minute. He just told not worthy of me. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Psalms 119, 165.
Yes, beautiful.
Thank God. 119, 165, Psalm.
Yes, Pastor.
I know what it says before going there.
Yes,
I just told you.
Yes. Great peace.
Great peace.
Have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend
them. Well, this is the peace God come to send.
Thank God.
See, all y'all talk about is God's law because we love his law. That's why we got peace. As he said, my peace give I not as the world give it. What minister has given you the laws of God to obey? Because they've been told and been taught, it's done away with. But great peace have they which love thy law. St. John. All right, all right, all right. Come on, Deacon.